Meanwhile, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is refusing to critique the American President Donald Trump's controversial executive order on immigration. Mr. Turnbull says, "It's not my job as Prime Minister of Australia to run a commentary on the domestic policies of other countries. President Trump's executive order bans people from seven countries with alleged links to terrorism, and it's receiving condemnation from some world leaders, but not Malcolm Turnbull. He had a choice during his 1 p.m. press conference this afternoon to criticise the American president and this executive order or not, and he chose not. I wonder whether that's got anything to do with the fact that Donald Trump has just agreed to follow through with that refugee resettlement deal that was struck between Barack Obama and Mr. Turnbull. For his take on all of this, Tom Switzer from the US Studies Centre at Sydney University. Tom, good afternoon. What an interesting day.
Hey, Ben. Yes, indeed. It's always an interesting day since Donald Trump's been president, as you well know.
I watched the news conference at 1 o'clock involving Malcolm Turnbull, and it was interesting to watch. I mean, you can tell that he would have wrestled with this one a little bit, but he seemed to be putting himself as much in the Trump camp as he could without actually saying as much.
Well, look, it's really sensible on Malcolm Turnbull's part not to criticise the president simply because the Prime Minister's office has said that President Trump, in his phone call conversation with the PM yesterday, will indeed honour that deal that you mentioned. This is the deal to take those 1,600 refugees from our offshore detention centres in Nauru and Manus Islands. And that was a deal struck under Barack Obama. And according to the Prime Minister, Donald Trump has said he will honour it. Now, I do make this point, though, that the White House, in the last 24 hours, has not confirmed the deal. So bear that in mind. But nevertheless, if the Prime Minister wants this deal to go through, then it wouldn't probably be the appropriate thing to criticise the broader policy.
No. Well, there's some fortunate timing going on in a way, and we don't know whether they're directly linked, but all of a sudden Donald Trump finds himself at sea on his own and all of these world leaders having a go at him over his new immigration policy. And Malcolm Turnbull, as a key ally, comes out not condemning him and showing a degree of support. I read one quote where he was saying, if others want to emulate our policies on border protection, then so be it. So it's a marriage of convenience to a degree, although the detail yet to be settled. I need to put my hand up and admit I was wrong on America following through on this deal struck between Barack Obama and Malcolm Turnbull. I thought it was going to be dead and buried.
Well, hang on. I mean, Ben, we do not... it's conceivable that the Prime Minister says that his understanding is that the President will follow through on it, and you have to take him at his word. But remember, we're dealing with a very erratic character here in the White House. Now, if the talkback radio programs like yours, very popular talkback programs in the United States, the opinion pages, get wind of this, this is the kind of thing that the President will be forced to sink. Remember, he was elected in part on a platform to, if not ban Muslim immigration, then certainly to beef up vetting procedures from countries that have been linked to terror. Now, the reality is a significant segment of the 1,600 refugees on Manus Island and Nauru originally came from predominantly Muslim Iran and Iraq, which is on this list. There are seven countries. There are two of them. Now, they will be eligible to apply for resettlement in this deal. This is in the US, only if they've obtained refugee status, but also they have to pass the Homeland Security vetting. And this will take a long time. This will take at least 4 months. So I'm not convinced that this is a done deal. I think that a lot could play out. It's a very vexed time in the United States at the moment. And
although you'd have to say it would be a big call for Malcolm Turnbull if he was to get off the phone from Donald Trump and make an announcement to the Australian people if he didn't have that detail stitched up somehow with the American president.
It would be humiliating, I agree. And look, at this stage, it seems unlikely, but I just simply say this. We're dealing with an erratic character, and this is the kind of issue that could be reneged on by the president.
And you're right. The other point, it's not news in America, right? It's news in Australia, this refugee resettlement deal, but it's not big news in America. If it became big news, then things could change very quickly.
Yeah, interestingly, Charles Krauthammer, one of America's most distinguished columnists at the Washington Post, a conservative, was on the Fox News channel about a month ago saying that he didn't believe this would get through. Now, that was a month ago. If wind of this catches on and talkback radio, circumstances can change very quickly, Ben.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Tom. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Tom Switzer. So on the face value, it looks like a deal is done there. And if so, I've got to put my hand up and say, I think I said when Donald Trump became the US president that it wasn't a hope in hell, this refugee deal of going through. And I said on Friday that it would be a magic act if Malcolm Turnbull or Julie Bishop or someone else within the government was able to pull this off. So if he's done it, Malcolm Turnbull, and I think on face value it looks like he has, then he deserves credit, because it looked like it was a long shot, to say the least, when Donald Trump won his run into the White House.